Hello, my name is Alistair Humphreys.
And I'm Tom Keville Davis.
We both love to travel and we enjoy good food too.
Sadly, we can't be travelling all the time, so we have decided to explore the world of food in London.
We're going to eat in one restaurant for each country representing the letters of the alphabet from A to Z.
We hope this will give us not only an insight into the fascinating array of countries, but also into the diversity of London's culinary scene.
Join us then on our A to Z of London's world of food.
Well, on a cold night in North London, to come into a kitchen like this is a real treat. We're here at Lemongrass, a Cambodian restaurant in Camden, and Thomas, the head chef, is busy preparing all sorts of wonderful little dishes.
I'm going to do five vegetables now.
And you're Cambodian?
Yes, I was born in Phnom Penh. Yeah, and it was a lovely country.
When did you leave Cambodia?
I left Cambodia in 1959. The students come over here learning to be a chartered accountant, and I end up being a chef now.
And when did you open this restaurant?
I opened a restaurant in 1988. It's quite a long time. So I can't remember. 20 years ago.
What do you recommend that we eat this evening?
Right, first of all, I would recommend you have fresh asparagus. This is the French Cambodian, you see. It's also very, very nice. Simple. But nice. Garlic lemon mushroom, very, very nice, very fresh. And then I recommend you to have a leek cake, nong jen, passed down for a century from the Chinese migrant when they moved from China to Cambodia to Vietnam. And this is one of the oldest recipes.
Thomas, what's the most Cambodian dish that you serve here? Which one are you most proud of as a Cambodian?
The real typical Cambodian is a lok lak steak. Lok lak steak, no one panic from Cambodia because they don't know the way to cook it. You see, a lot of people they put oyster sauce, but we put butter.
The butter being the French ingredient added to Cambodian cuisine during the colonial times, I suppose.
Yes.
Do you think Cambodia lost a lot of its culinary heritage under Pol Pot?
Yes. We lost a lot, and also we lost a lot also under Norong Sihanouk.
What was Phnom Penh like as a city in the 60s when you were?
Very, very nice, and we had all the boulevard. One side of the boulevard, you have mango trees. Another side of the boulevard, you have coconut trees.
I've been to Phnom Penh.
Yeah.
That boulevard is still beautiful. It's slightly decaying now.
Not like before, but still, you see. You put everything aside. I mean, I'm glad that Cambodia is now coming up. It's getting better.
What was the food like in Cambodia when you were a child?
It was brilliant.
In Thomas's kitchen, it's all clad in very well polished stainless steel. Workstation has got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 chimneys coming up from the gas rings. And interestingly, they're all surrounded by a bath of water.
Yes.
Explain that, Thomas.
The reason why we have the water is that when you're cooking, very hot.
So blue frames have just shot up in front of me.
The coconut tends to buckle. You need the water just to cool it down.
Thomas has just turned on a tap at the back, and rather like an ornamental fountain, water's dripping into his work surface. It's the first time I've ever seen this. There's a lot of heat in this kitchen, and each time Thomas lifts up the wok, blue flames shoot into the air. And
heat up the wok with oil. What I'm going to do is cook you cabbage. You have to cut the cabbage really, really fine. This is the Arabic. So you can see the bounciness of it.
Bounciness?
Yeah, but when you put it.
So the cabbage has to bounce as it goes in.
Yeah.
Thomas has just put 3 cubes of butter into the bottom of the wok and then added the asparagus, the butter being the French influence.
Precisely.
Dates back to the Indochina colony.
Yeah. Well, now get into it, please.
The blackened wok at the back, shouting some orders at one of his staff. It's like watching a musician here moves from wok to wok, filling up ladles with different ingredients, tossing it in. He's got 4 woks on the go here, each with different dishes for different customers, and he's the only man in this kitchen. I'm in the way.
And one thing I forgot,
just a couple of drops of fish sauce and a very pungent whiff of fish has filled the kitchen.
Okay, William, you've got the fish sauce. No fish sauce, no lamb juice.
It's to see that the food's coming out now and being placed on the table. Spears of asparagus. We've got some golden mushrooms here. A lovely dish of shredded mango salad and what looks like fantastically aromatic deep bowl of soup.
Pete, I think you should serve it.
What is it? Is it soup?
Cambodian soup.
It's fantastic.
Smells great.
It's delicious.
Isn't it? Beef we've all been looking forward to has just been put on the table.
What's he done to it to make it so soft?
He cooks it in butter.
I can't believe how good this is.
Beef's the winner.
Incredible. Isn't that good? It's remarkable.
That's really delicious.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Jim, you've been to Thailand and you love Asian food. How does this Cambodian meal compare to other Asian food that you've eaten?
I think it compared really well. I'm quite surprised. I think I came expecting something much more sort of basic and much more sort of rural food. It was much more sophisticated than I imagined. So a lot more ingredients, a bigger range of spices. You know, I do remember food in Cambodia being much more basic.
And Mel, you've got a pretty unusual story of eating while you were in Cambodia.
Had a 6-hour bus trip, and on the side of the road there was a place where you could have snacks, and snacks weren't just Pringles, it was a bag of spiders and cockroaches. But when you had the spiders, you could only have the legs because you couldn't have the bodies because they were poisonous. It was really nice.
how does this compare to that?
This is completely different.
Paul, what were your thoughts of food when you were in Cambodia? And how have you found tonight's food?
I'm eating a lot of spring rolls. But tonight's meal is absolutely fantastic. Yeah, surpassed my expectations. Definitely. I'll come back for more of that beef, I think. Having seen the chef at work has helped the experience as well.
Yeah.
Very, really good.
Spice-wise, it's been really different. The taste of all the meat.
You're off to Cambodia next week.
I am, indeed.
How long are you going for?
I'm going for 2 weeks.
And before tonight, did you have much idea about what the food was going to be like?
Not a clue. I've heard a little bit about how it's a bit of a fusion between all the different countries around it, so Vietnamese and Thai and Chinese. So I wasn't really sure what to expect at all.
Do you think tonight has got you a bit more excited about your trip?
Very excited, because I love food, and I think having some Southeast Asian food that I haven't tried before in the local country is going to be absolutely fantastic, and I can't wait.
And having enjoyed the food tonight, how do you think that's going to help you with your quest to get into your bikini?
It's going to be appalling. I don't think Christmas or tonight are really going to help at all.
We really hope you enjoyed this edition of London's World of Food and A to Z. To find out more about this project, please visit www.atozlondonfood.com.